Hello, everyone. This week, I'm going to read off a couple of stories that are on my website already, but I haven't recorded them as podcasts, so it will be a two stories for the price of 1 week, for those of you who are listening on Podbean or other audio sources such as Google and Apple Podcasts. The first story, Watch the Waterfowl. The patient and the doctor were nearing the end of their session.
So, Dr. Drake, do you think you can cure my anetodiphobia?
The patient asked, nervously fidgeting with one of the buttons on her sweater.
Yes, I can, he answered. Although yours is an unusual case, as a child you never had any traumatic encounters with any type of waterfowl. However, I believe with counseling, medication, and of course time, you will conquer your fear.
Drake leaned forward and offered the patient a slip of paper torn from a small pad.
Our time is up for today. Here's your prescription. Make an appointment with Cheryl on the way out. Practice those exercises I gave you, and we'll see you in a week.
The patient rose from her seat.
Thank you. Thank you, doctor. I'll see you soon.
The patient left the room, and the door clicked shut behind her. Dr. Drake sat at his desk for a few moments, lost in thought. He then reached down and touched a switch under his desk. The sound of the door locking echoed in the quiet room. A few seconds passed, then a holographic display of a humanoid shape appeared directly over the desk, slowly coming into focus.
Report!
Barked the hologram, which now looked suspiciously like a cross between a fully clothed man and a duck.
We may have to call off the invasion, Drake spoke to the hologram. Somehow, they know we're watching.
And as I'm reading it, my ADHD mind is going like, Dr. Drake, Dr. Dre, and going like, shut up, not now. The other thing I was also thinking is that if I had the ability to do that voice, either Donald Duck or Daffy Duck might have been a fun way, but somehow I don't think it would work with the story. Our second story is, again, it's another short one, and it's already been posted on my website, and it is called Just Another Airport Story.
Sugar, you're sure you don't got a Valium or a Xanax in your purse somewhere?
My mom asked for the fifth and probably not last time.
No, Mama. You know they don't allow you to take that on the flight. Here, I said as I reached down to my carry-on. I can get you some water.
No thanks, sweetie. Oh, I wish the bar was at least open.
She stared down into her magazine again. Strangely enough, alcohol consumption was the one thing allowed, indeed recommended. Unfortunately, the seat sale was for an early morning departure. Should have gotten Mama rip-roaring drunk. She'd be happy and the flight would go easier. Mama jostled me in the arm and leaned in.
Honey, look over there. The bridge over there.
Oh, it's what's-her-name, the singer.
It was some celebrity I vaguely recognized. Mama knew her. Her addiction to all those celebrity e-magazines.
Bet she ain't flying coach.
I looked over at her.
Oh, come on, Mama. Coach isn't that bad.
Oh, really? Well, Loretta Turner said her cousin knew someone whose sister's husband flew coach. They forgot to pressurize the cabin just right, and the poor man's head blew off. God rest his soul.
Mama, I said, trying not to roll my eyes,
that's an urban myth. It's as safe as houses. Well, she huffed, don't come crying to me if you end up splattered over the interior of the cabin.
I sighed.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the public address system blared,
we are now ready for general boarding of passengers on flight M737, service from Dallas, Texas, to Grand Valley, Mars.
Come on, Mama. That's us. Don't worry. I'm sure Jason will be happy to see us, decompression splatters and all.
And that's it for tonight. Next few weeks are going to be kind of busy, but I'll try and do a couple more stories. We'll see how that goes. If you like what you hear, follow me on social media. Follow me here on my website. I give generously to my Ko-fi account. And at the very least, tell your friends. Thanks. Stay safe. And look for the good things in life.